darling, sweet, precious, adorable Amanda. As I look in the mirror, I see only ugliness, my darling. No, no, my precious, my sweetness, don't try to convince me otherwise. The truth has to be faced, my darling. The wrinkled skin, the double chin, the baldness stares back at me. Please understand, my dearest, and help me before it is too late. Please, please, tell your mother sitting in the back seat to shift ahead so I can see the road behind us.
We ain't telling her no more before. I tell him better. Did you hear the wolf?
Did you?
I'll tell you another.
Okay.
Did you hear about the old man of 107 who got married? He didn't want to. He had to.
And welcome to the Hammersmith Palais for the Formation Dance Finals. You join us just in time to see the East West Midlands Echo Canyon Formation Dancers.
If you would only turn to me, speak my name just once more.
Albert!
And it's just been announced by the Minister of Agriculture that Granny Smith's are bigger this year. Granny Brown's furious.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that music tells us once again it's time for Gardener's Question Time.
Shut your gob!
And Tin Pan Alley have combined the songs Mother McCree, Stoned in Love with You, and The Last Time I Saw Paris into one song. It's called The Last Time I Saw Your Mother, She Was Stoned. Now try singing with an arrow through your windpipe.
He was a great baker, was our dad. I remember when I was a lad, I'd be waiting at 3 o'clock in the morning by a loaf of bread, piping hot straight from the oven. Well, it was cheaper than buying an hot water bottle. Then later I'd come downstairs, and while I set myself up at kitchen table, our dad would reach into this great huge dark hole it wore with a long pole. There you are, son, he'd say. Eat up, you must be hungry. And it did taste great. And after I'd finished, our dad would say, good lad, you'll soon be even stronger than that Harry Ram's bottom from next door. And I'd say, how do you know that, dad? And he'd say, because you've just eaten his breakfast, that's right.
Excuse me, pal.
Yes, yes, sir. Can I help you?
Do you have any shrimps in the shells?
Oh, yes, yes.
I'll buy the lot. How about king-sized prawns?
Oh, yes, yes.
I'll buy the lot. What about fresh crabs straight from the sea?
Oh, most certainly.
I'll buy the lot. Have you got any cockles, whelks and winkles?
We definitely do, sir, yes.
I'll buy the lot. Let's see that, sir. Shrimps, cockles, prawns, crabs, whelks and winkles.
Wonderful, very good, sir, yes. And would you like me to deliver them for you?
No, I'd like you to bury them. You see, I live next door and the smell's disgusting.
Yes, once again, it's me, once again, your old friend Uncle Rubbish, saying once again, welcome to Nostalgia Time once again.
You're getting right up my nose, you are, pal. Once again.
He doesn't mean it. Today I'd like to take you on a nostalgic journey back in the past. And look back at the good old days. Those careless, carefree days gone by. Can you remember those days? When everyone used to be friends with everyone else. And almost every week, we'd all get together and hide from the Luftwaffe. Remember when we all used to get up in the middle of the night and march to the air raid shelters? My, what fun that was. I remember one time my father saying to me in the air raid shelter,
how do you like me to slash your head off with a shovel?
He doesn't mean it. My father said to me, he said, Susan? Did you remember to lock and bolt all our doors so no burglars could burgle our house? And I smiled with pride and said, of course, Father. And I even left all the lights on so they would still think we were in. My, how happy my father was knowing no one would burgle our house during the air raid. Because I'd left all the lights on. He did a little dance of joy on me face.
I'm beginning to quite like your father, pal.
Yes. And I remember after the all clear when we got home, there was our little house. When we had left, it had been a big house. But now it was little. In fact, there was only one wall left. And that was lying on the floor. And there we stood, the two of us, looking at it. Then I said something. And what I said caused my nose to change shape. Before I said it, it was long and straight. But after I said it, it was squashed flat. This is what I said. I said, that's funny. I could have sworn I left the lights on. And suddenly I went to sleep. And when I awoke, I said, my nose is a different shape. I wonder what had happened.
His fist got right up your nose, pal. What we call in the trade, a knuckle butty.
Who knows what happened to my nose? As far as I know, nobody knows what happened to my nose. So, if you know, or even if you don't know, please write and tell me. Send your postcards to... Who knows what happened to your nose? I know, or I know somebody who knows about your nose. And who knows? I may be the one who really knows. And if you don't know, just say, No, I don't know, no. Uncle Rubbish, BBC Manchester. Oh, by the way, do you know?
I don't know!
What about you?
Has anybody seen me tea?
Do you wonder I'm crackers? Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
And now it's time for A Book at Bedtime.
The story so far. Henry Peters, an attractive married man in his early 40s, has fallen deeply in love with Helen, wife of business tycoon Sir Gerald Cuthbertson. Henry has threatened to kill his milkman Arnold Murphy for making advances to Helen and for leaving 3 pints of gold top when he distinctly ordered red. Charles, however, has the custody of the hamster. But Betty... Betty, his accountant typist, has mumps. To make matters worse, this morning, Helen's electricity was cut off and the dog was run over. Trevor has telephoned Isabel, but the number was engaged. To add insult to injury, 7 members of the local brass band have left their best trousers in Fiona's downstairs loo. And Derek and Marjorie are coming for tea. Henry realizes something has to be done. On a mad impulse, he cuts his toenails. Disaster is only just round the corner, in the shape of George Cartwright, who has arrived in the neighborhood posing as a Belisha Beacon salesman. Later that night, Henry and Helen are alone.
I love you, darling, murmured Henry, as he snuggled close to Helen.
Excuse me, Paul. We're having a bit of trouble with the transmitter. It's on the blink. Can you shout up a bit so everybody can hear you, all right?
Yes, sorry. Okay.
Right.
I love you, darling, murmured Henry as he snuggled close to Helen. Say it again, she whispered. I love you.
Hang on, Paul. We've just had a phone call. The cat are you in, Wick? Just give us a little bit more voice, all right?
Yes, yes, yes. His voice was almost inaudible as he snuggled against her chin. Darling, I love the quietness. And the peaceful tranquility of this cozy little cushion.
Sorry about this, pal, but they've just rung up from the Isle of Man. You've got to give us a little bit more volume.
Okay. It's so quiet here, Henry! I can hear your ass pounding away! Boom, boom, boom! Inside! A silent sight! You're right!
Again to another edition of Music for the Masses with me, Ernest.
And me, Geoffrey.
And before we go any further, Geoffrey, I might as well tell you I'm livid.
You're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Not with me, I hope.
Yes, with you, Geoffrey.
Oh, Ernest, what have I done?
But if you don't know, Geoffrey, it's no good me telling you.
Ernest, what have I done?
You've had your hair flicked.
Ha ha ha! I haven't, Ernest.
You have, Geoffrey.
Ernest, it's not flecking. It's not flecking. I've been painting my bathroom ceiling.
Oh, Geoffrey, what can I say?
Well, you might say you like the colour.
Oh, I think it's revolting.
Oh, Ernest, how can you?
Well, get on with the programme, then.
I'll get on with it. I'm sulking.
Right. We're going to bring you this week, ladies and gentlemen listeners, your friend and ours, with his latest village gossip song, Bill Bodger.
Thank you, Gaffer, thank you.
Oh, the first bit of gossip is that there be some right old trouble down at the Rose and Crown on account of an oil paint of a nude lady with no clothes on. What has been up there and the painted by the village choirmaster. The blacksmith do reckon that the painting be of his wife on account of the mole what do appear on a delicate part of her anatomy. And the blacksmith ain't too bothered about that, but what do upset him is that half the lads in the pub recognised her by it as well. Oh, the village postman has been trying to find out who his real father is, and he's trying to do it by process of elimination. He started with 10 possibilities, all with red hair, but only 7 of them 10 have sticky out ears, and only 3 of them 7 have sticky out ears and long pointed noses, and only 1 of them 3 has a sticky out ears, a long pointed nose and big feet, and that be the school's caretaker. So the postman thinks that must be his real father, but I said he could be wrong, and he says, why don't you think the school's caretaker is my real father? And I said, 'cause she's a woman. Oh, and that's why lemons have pips in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the world's greatest human sound effects man. Please welcome Mr. Arnie Faggot.
Thank you, thank you. Tara Lockyer, thank you. This evening, I'd like to reconstruct for your amusement the famous Spanish homola. I'd just like to point out before I start, all these sound effects are created by my own voice without the use of any electronical aids. Thank you. Picture, if you can, a summer evening in a quiet coastal village. The birds are singing. Tweet, tweet. Tweet, Twitter, Twitter, tweet, tweet. Jerk, jerk, Twitter, tweet, jerk. But the mellow evening air is broken by the sound of our old friend, the cuckoo. Bark, bark. Growl, bark, swallow, gulp. Yes, it's our old friend, the cuckoo, being eaten by a dog. But below the tree the dog has climbed up, we hear Francis Drake playing bowls with his old friend, Sir Walter Raleigh. Bowl, bowl, bowl. Badoing, clatter, crash, boing, splash, yelp, moo, moo. Minutes later, Francis is barking at his orders.
Put them down the matches. Lower that rigging. Hoist the mainsail. Captain?
Yes, lad.
Hadn't we better get on the ship first?
But soon they sail to meet the Spanish hards. Sail, 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 blow, windy, windy, blow, sail. Stirring music, sail, sail.
Enemy ahoy!
Boom, boom, bang, bang, boom, bang. Boom, boom, bang. Boom, boom, bang, bang. Bang, 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 boom, boom, bang, bang. Oh, no, cried Francis. The Spaniards are playing their entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. But soon the battle rages for real. Real rage, real rage. Real explosion. Proper boom, proper rage, proper bang. Soon the last Spanish galleon sinks to its watery grave. Sink, sink, sink. Glug, 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 glug. Sink, glug, glug, sink, 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 glug, glug. And Francis returns home in triumph. Brum, brum. I thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for my big finish. Francis Drake. Receiving his knighthood from Queen Elizabeth I of England. Trumpet fanfare. Pa, 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 pa. Pa, 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 pa. Kneel, kneel, kneel. Creak, creak. Rude noise, sorry. Rude noise again. Ooh. Rude noise again. Ooh, rude noise. Ooh, sorry about this, mate. Must be the excitement. Ooh. Pit, pat, pit. Arise, Sir Francis. About blaming time the money I'm on. Thank you.
And how's about that then, guys and gals? Now then, wow. Great excitement, as it happens, because, like, would you believe, the one and only Jim the Gaffer Geezer is standing outside a certain theatre in London's one and only West End. Goodness gracious, calm down, calm down. Can you stand the suspense? Because, like, what is happening, as it happens, is the fabulous one and only world premiere of a brand new musical. Could it be we are going to meet the actual star and writer and composer and director of this fabulous double knockout musical? How's about a big clap clap for the one and only, Wilf Gaspmas Grimshaw? Now then, Wilf, old son, can we restore, like, a little sanity to the proceedings?
Right, are you going?
Knockout, as it happens. What is all this about this fabulous, fabulous double knockout musical?
Well, Eamon, taking it all into account, by and large, looking at both points of view, all in all, I would say... What was the question again?
Dearly Lord.
Dearly Lord indeed, Jim.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious. Double goodness gracious. You're not a very good interviewer, are you, Jim? You've lost your magic touch.
The question, Wilf, son, is like, what is this we are hearing about your fabulous, fabulous musical? I hear you did the choreography.
No, no, no. That is a rumour, Jim.
You didn't do the choreography?
No, 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 no. I was going to. I was all set up to do it. But then I realised I'd be too busy arranging the dancing.
That is, as it happens, double fab knockout, as it happens.
Triple knockout and four times knockout.
Now, the burning question, Wilf, old son.
Burn.
Wilf, old son, what is the one and only title of this fabulous musical?
Can you put it another way, Jim?
Certainly, Wilf. What is the one and only title of this fabulous musical?
Oh, I see. Why didn't you say that the first time? Well, the title is based on another famous musical. West Side Story. And it's called, and I bet you can guess this as you think about it, it's called, because it's based on West Side Story, the title is, and this is the title, it's called, have you guessed it? It's called My Fair Gas Mask.
That is, as it happens, knockout.
Just the one knockout, then, Jim.
Just one knockout. Because, like, Jimmy the Gaffer Geezer, with you saying it was based on West Side Story, was expecting...
Yeah, I know what you were thinking, yeah, I know. You thought it was going to be called The Sound of Gas Masks.
Well, Wilf, like we're getting nowhere faster as it happens. Like, but before you go...
I wasn't going, Jim.
You were, Wilf, you were. But before you do, how about like a medley of some of the double knockout hits from your fabulous, fabulous musical?
A fabulous medley and some of the best bits of the songs and even some of the bits that aren't best bits but are still quite good of the hit songs from My Fair Gas Mask.
Off you go then, Wilf.
I just get a breath first. Do you mean sing them now?
In your own time, we'll fall soon.
Right then. 2387. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. Put on me that mask while I wear it, donut. Just get me so that you can tie. That's the first one. How do you solve a problem in your gas mask? When every time you sneeze, the glass seems up. You lick it with your tongue, and then it won't be long. But everyone will say you mucky pup. So, up here now. How do you solve a problem in your gas mask? How do you wear a gas mask with no straw?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Grumbleweeds. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin.
Hold on a minute, pal. They've just rung up from Jersey and they can't hear a thing. Speak up. Get the volume up.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
The show was written by Mike Craig, Ron McDonald, Rob Grant and Doug Naylor.
Hold on a minute. Hold it. South of France have just been on. Can't hear a thing.
Speak up, lad. Brian Fitzgerald, play the piano. In double pianissimo. The program was produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.
Not it's your fault.